First, let's take a look at the blue team's room. Their first stop is the men's staff washroom. We can start by measuring the size of the water cistern. From that, we can estimate how much water is used for each flush. But there's something you need to pay special attention to. Please be careful when measuring the cistern. Do not mix up the length, width, and height. Okay, let's start then.
Length is 37 centimeters. Width is 13 centimeters. Height is 34 centimeters.
Next, let's take a look at the red team's room. How are their measurements going in the boys' washroom? Okay, children, these here are traditional urinals. In a minute, you may ask your teacher to help you measure the cistern if it is located in a high place.
Thank you very much, Miss Chan.
Length, 38 centimeters. Height, 24 centimeters. Width, 20 centimeters.
Now let's take a look at the yellow team in the girls' washroom. They've asked for the teacher's help to measure the water cistern because it's located in a high position. After taking down all the measurements, multiplying the length, depth, and height will give you the volume of the water cistern.
Width, 12 centimeters.
Now you all have to keep in mind that there are lots of components inside the cistern. Therefore, the cistern is not full of water, so the volume of water being stored inside it should be less than the actual volume of the cistern. Also, the size and design of the cistern will affect the volume of water discharge. The yellow team is still in the girls' washroom. I wonder if they'll remember to count the number of water taps and toilet cubicles.
1, 2, 3, 4, 4 water taps, team leader.
1, 2, 3, 4, 4 toilet cubicles here.
Have you recorded it?
Yes, team leader.
All right then, let's see how the red team is doing in the washroom for disabled people. They are measuring the flow rate of the lever-type water tap for 5 seconds.
All right, let's measure the flow rate of this water tap. 1, 2, 3, begin.
Stop! 750 milliliters.
Now look at the blue team. They're still collecting data in the men's staff washroom. Children, time is running out.
Now let's measure the flow rate of this water-saving tap. Ready? 3, 2, 1, begin. Stop. 225 milliliters.
So, children, what is the difference between the lever type and the water-saving type water taps? If you compare the flow rate of these two types of water taps, I'm sure you'll see which one saves more water. The green team is now going to the changing room. Take a look at their route. They're quite fast.
Okay, good job so far. We're now going to measure the water flow rate of the showerheads in the changing room. Are you ready?
Yes, we're ready.
Okay, 3, 2, 1, begin! Time's up!
It's about 1,700 milliliters.
Have you written that down?
I have.
What kind of outdoor devices should we inspect? Let's go with the yellow team to check out the drinking fountain.
We're now going to measure the flow rate of the drinking fountain. Let's measure the larger one first.
Time's up. 200 milliliters, team leader.
Now let's measure the smaller tap here.
Okay, begin. It's 100 milliliters.
Recorded?
Yep.
Besides measuring water-using devices, observation around the school is also important.
Mr. Lee, how often do you wash the floors in any given week?
7 times, because I do it once a day.
May I also know how often you water the pond?
Also 7 times. But now that the weather is very hot, I need to water them twice a day. In colder weather, once a day is usually enough.
And about how long does it take each time?
About 5 minutes.
Thank you very much.
Sure.
So what is the flow rate of the irrigation tap? We'll know after the green team measures the water discharge for 3 seconds.
Okay, now we have to measure the flow rate of this irrigation tap. Firstly, we have to check if the tap is leaking.
Nope.
Good, then we can start the measurement now. 3, 2, 1, begin!
Time's up! The volume is about 1,700 milliliters.
I've recorded it.
It's important to know that different taps have their own functions. Some are for washing hands, cleaning, or irrigation. As cleaning and irrigation consume more water, the flow rate for these kind of taps is usually larger. Therefore, before we use these high flow rate taps, we should think twice. Otherwise, we'll consume a lot of water. Children, to find out the water consumption of your school, you can read the water meter. Take the reading in the morning before class and again after school. By subtracting these two figures, you'll see the total daytime water consumption of your school, and you'll know whether your suggestions on water-saving techniques are helping the school save water.